Mr. Shields, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad you weren't as depressed as most of the quadri had today. That's sort of a gloomy session, isn't it?
Oh, it was terribly gloomy and unnecessary.
Connolly, I must say, brings some beat. But what the hell is the matter? I mean, understand if the prospects are that dire, then maybe we better all turn in our suits and run for the hills. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. You feel that they overstated it a bit?
Well, I think that, of course, in a sense, they're having it both ways. That is, if the expansion is going to lag, then the inflation problem will be less.
Yeah.
So that you can't say both. You can't say both that it's going to lag and inflation is going to get worse. Our evidence is that. That if anything has happened to inflation, that problem is in better shape.
But do you look at Arthur's figures where he takes, of course, all of the deflator and shows it's actually gone up? I guess that's the only page I saw. I suppose that's the other side of it, is it?
Well, I think the inflation problem is a real problem to worry about. I've felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think the dimensions of it are in terms of what our budget does and what our monetary policy does. On the wage front, I was stimulated by the session to get a little project going on trying to forecast what the wage and labor cost picture is going to be like in the next year and a half, and I think that can be done within reasonable limits.
What I was going to suggest is that not only get the cost what they're going to be, but let's see what settlements we're really talking about. In other words, I think when you get it down to that, then you don't just talk in general terms,
mm-hmm.
and then you talk to the industry, all right, now here's what we're talking about, and this is what we're going to do in each one. You know, dissect the problem as you did to an extent. The other thing is what about Arthur's point about the businessman? That is, that he has such basically a lack of confidence, and that's never been the case before, and so forth and so on. Is that true? Is that maybe it is? I don't know.
Well, the businessmen are very unstable in a sense. That is, they always have been that they.
I didn't. Well, my point is that I think
to go.
I've always found yours a businessmen are always that way.
Well,
they
get into this mood or that mood. On the whole, their mood is improving, I think. And
you think it is?
The business council, the tone of the business council session of whenever that was, about 3 weeks or so ago, was much better than the previous fall, and I think it reflected the fact that they could see their profits were improving pretty sharply. They are all kind of, they just have an obsession with this wage business.
Yes.
And I think we need to.
They tend to blame all their
out.
They tend to blame all their problems on the wage thing.
And lay it out. Now, I came down to Bob Haldeman's office. Just before I came, I was looking at a National City Bank letter and sort of a little discussion that they printed up. And a lot of the discussion is exactly on our line. And there's one place where a fellow says that those who are criticizing the 1065 are more likely to be wrong than those who advocated it. And they go through exactly this line of reasoning that we've talked about before of the impact of increases in output per man hour on labor cost and the future of that. And so on. So I don't think that we're without people who have that view. As far as the
I can't believe that the whole business community reflects that. I think that what happens, George, is that people like Arthur and Paul hear from only those that are bitching. That's my view.
Well, you always get. I talked this morning by chance with a guy who was head of the armor division of Greyhound, the former armor company.
Yeah. Oh.
And
I didn't even know it was.
After he got through what he wanted, I said, "Well, how is your business going?" He said, "Oh, it's great, terrific. We're having a terrific time." He said, "Of course, a lot of other people apparently are having trouble, but we're doing fine." And you find more and more people who say that. The so that they see what they're doing and it looks all right, but then they hear all this talk around and it gives them the impression that other people aren't doing so well. Now, I think the two places where you see a cautious attitude in business are, on the one hand, they're not going in for plant and equipment expenditures, as Arthur pointed out.
Yeah.
And the other is that they're being very cautious about building inventories. That's pretty clear.
Right.
But if the sales keep going at the rate they are now, they've just got to start putting in this inventory because they're running out of stuff to sell. And once they begin to get that feeling, the investment business will come along too, and then that plus consumer sentiment could add up to a tremendous boom. And the inventory picture has just got to change. No way for it not to not to come into
The retail sales thing didn't concern you as much as it seemed to. Paul wrote a rather depressing memorandum on that to me, but you don't think it.
You mean the fact that the May
figure? He said,
April.
Yeah, he said it was disappointing because.
Well, I think that's probably it is a little disappointing.
But you don't expect it to go up every month, huh?
Well, it does. It is at an extraordinary level right now. They keep revising it. You know, they revised April up by a very substantial amount. Mm-hmm. And the most solid information we have on sales is these big independent
chains,
Sears and Ward's and Penny's and all those. They're up pretty sharply. So there's that. I think on the unemployment, Paul kept referring to unemployment just constantly as the sign the expansion wasn't going right.
Yeah.
That's true. There are two things, however, that ought to be said about it. One, actual unemployment has declined by a very large number. I don't have it right in mind, but it's like 500,000 or so in those 4 months that he was reciting. It's actually declined a lot. Now, seasonally adjusted, it has been more or less stable or slightly rising in the unemployment rate. But the decline is there, and these are months when there's a fairly substantial seasonal factor applied. And these seasonal factors aren't
all that sure.
Exactly right. So that, at any rate, actual unemployment is declining. The second thing is that we have had an unusually large buildup in the labor force associated with the release of people from the armed forces.
Yep.
And if we hadn't had that, we'd have an unemployment rate of about 5.5%. Well, that doesn't make it any better. And we certainly need to get these veterans into jobs and so on. I agree with that. But I don't think we should allow the existence of that fact to get us into such a dire frame of mind.
Well, okay.
So we won't
throw in the towel.
Said to them afterwards, I don't like to be a minority of one all the time, but the costs of going in for a wage and price control system.
Well,
at a time when we
are
getting out of war considering the...
Well, what Arthur was saying, a new economic policy. My point is, I don't think that's a new economic policy. I've got to be shown it is. I think it's an old one.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Is it new?
It certainly isn't.
That's the point. We'll take a hard look. Okay.
Okay, sir.